final regular terrestrial radio work week. The Monday through Friday whole ordeal. That is the final one for us.
This is going to be a combination of sad and fun and exciting to go through all of the remaining days with you guys here, because we have been, I can speak for myself, I think I speak for most of us, sort of, there's been a freedom and a liberation of a hell of a run at ESPN that we are getting to celebrate this last month. The shows have felt to me elevated, more alive, more energy, and I would just say we're generally, I know I am, just generally happier to be in here, because creative environments can dry up a lot. We work in a closed surrounding, and we find ourselves in a place where this thing continually has to be reinvented. We've done a lot of that over the last 20 years.
Hold on one second. Brian, are you still there? Who'd you play craps with?
Vegas MGM Grand NBA All-Star Weekend 2019, Marcus and Markieff Morris.
Wow.
Hit a hard six for a $25 chip. I've never felt more alive.
Okay. Yep. Thank you for holding for as long as you did there. I didn't get back to those calls at any point. Do you guys have an idea for what you want to do with the last little bit of time here that we have at ESPN in terms of we'll go next Monday, next Tuesday? Do we have a show Wednesday, Mike, or is next Tuesday the 23rd?
We have three shows left, I think.
Yeah, we only have Monday, Tuesday next week. Then we go on a holiday break that was pre-scheduled, and then we return for our final ESPN show, Jan 4.
That is the goodbye show after the holidays, where we will tell you where it is that you can find us the following day.
Also a football Monday.
Yep, you'll find me at Cameo the following day.
Yes, that is
churning out videos.
That is where we will find you. But we are looking forward to the next incarnation of this and being able to fool around with more stuff like this Rinaldi thing that we did.
I have found myself over the last couple of days starting to think about our run at ESPN, and it has been, I am grateful for every day we've been able to spend at ESPN, because I never thought I'd spend a single day working at ESPN.
It is crazy. The whole thing is nuts, and the fact that we would feel a degree of happiness in being able to go out on our own because of the credibility they've given us, credibility we probably don't and have never deserved, credibility that we have gotten because we exist inside of the machine while making fun of the machine. I know many of you are worried about however it is that this is going to look and feel in the next incarnation. And maybe it ages, and maybe it gets tired, and maybe it gets lazy, and maybe it's not as funny as you remember it because it does fall apart. But we have been questioned that way a lot over the course of 20 years, and we have managed to continue evolving in every form in a way that makes the fun around here contagious.
Or maybe it gets better.
I don't know. I don't know which way that one's going to go. I do know that I am going to be just generally happier. And you have always said that if my mood is right around here, you've always said that everyone is made better by me just wanting to be here and enjoying myself and enjoying the laughter with you.
Your happiness drives the show. What I am looking forward to is freedoms that I haven't had in 8 years, and a free me with some credibility is a very, very dangerous me. This is going to be a blast. I'm going to make money everywhere.
I'm going to miss those Disney passes.
Oh, I forgot about that. I have them all, by the way.
You know what I was doing yesterday? Because I'm going through all sorts of equipment here and doing stuff for the transition. I was digging through people's desks to find asset numbers because they all have stickers on them. And each single one of them was like a time capsule. For example, like I saw the KY jelly that is at Chris Cody's station that we still have no idea why it's there.
Is there still cheese over there?
There was an open box of Fruit Loops and Corn Pops.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know. It made me miss the guys.
Oh, I miss the guys, yeah. That's for sure.
We're going to be doing more of this when we have time, because honest to God, if we tried to explain to you what the last 6 months have been in terms of making sure that this thing is still sturdy and constructed in a way that you guys want to consume it, I don't know. Many of you accused us, because you guys, for as much as you love us, you do tend to hammer us pretty good with the critiques. Many of you said there was no way we were going to keep up the same output when I had to go immediately to television and everything got stripped down. And damn if we didn't give you more content than we've ever given you over the last 6 months. Content that ESPN wasn't asking for. Content that ESPN wasn't paying for.
Yeah.
We did that for six damn months. We're exhausted.
Output went up to about 3 unique hours a day. on average.
And so,
thank you, audience.
The Rinaldi thing here, because it was really good. I enjoyed. And Mike, before you play this, just tell the people. You guys were at this for about 45 minutes yesterday. Stugatz was very tired at the end of a workday. Tired Stugatz looking for cameo money, not getting paid for doing the Rinaldi bit is not the best Stugatz to work with. Tell him about it.
Well, I mean, Stugatz can't say elderly. That took a good 20
it's
minutes.
It's a tough one. Mike is such a, he's very delicate with me. He is very patient with me, and he's a very good producer. I was tired, and we arrived at a point where Mike had to read the line, and I had to what it is he is reading. It also did not help. I said this in the pregame show that your fat ass kept walking in and out of the studio 17,000 times.
Yeah, man, that was ridiculous. Can you imagine if we did that to him on Highly Questionable?
Oh, God. I have.
Yeah, it's true. You give takes. Yeah, maybe a little bit of payback.
Does anyone know if we need a different card to go to the eye doctor? I've been loading up on doctor's appointments, like loading up. Before January 4th, I think I'm going to see a new doctor like every day just to make sure that everything's in check.
I honestly don't have time. I don't have time to get in the doctor. I don't have time to get Cobra. No, I don't have time to do anything right
now. It's funny because, Billy, so we're going to do the show Monday or Tuesday, and then we had planned vacation through New Year, so we'll come back that Monday. There is no vacation because of the pandemic, meaning I'm not going to travel. I'm spending that 2 weeks, Billy, I'm totally with you, going to doctors and dentists. That is what I am spending my 2 weeks going to get my eyes checked, my ears checked, my throat checked, get my physical, go to the dentist, do all the stuff I haven't been able to do. And I'm terrified to do it because during a pandemic, Billy, do you want to go to the dentist and have a dentist shove his hands in his mouth, in your mouth? Because I don't.
I went to one. It was really scary. And then I have a follow up and I'm like, we got to make that as soon as possible. And the eye thing, I have had the same eye doctor for like 6 years. So I just show up and they have all my stuff. And now I'm like, I can't see you until like late January. I'm like, that's not really going to work out for me. So I need to find a new eye doctor in the next couple of weeks. I found one. I have no idea who my eye insurance provider is. And I realize if you're listening to this, you're probably like, wow, these are first world problems. You have insurance issues. I'm like, I understand that, but it's also a stress that I'm having right now. Like I need to figure out who this is because I don't know that I'm going to be able to go to the eye doctor in a couple weeks. So I got to get this done now.
My daughter had a checkup scheduled for January 5th. I'm like, we're going to have to bump that one up.
Billy, it's also because you're crazy. Here's our tribute to Tom Rinaldi. December, a month when snow falls and pages turn. On an otherwise tranquil December night, darkness descended and draped the sky, a redundancy of mood matching midnight. And the news landed with the sudden and echoing thud of an anvil falling from vast blackness. The poet Tom Rinaldi was leaving ESPN after decades to take his tapestry of sports sonnets to Fox Sports? So let us all say congratulations, Tom Rinaldi, for taking your tales that were equal parts eloquence and emotion and wrapping them ever so delicately around the stench of a copycat network that loves to steal ESPN's old Caucasian man. By the way, a business and content strategy, I just want to be on the record and saying I totally, totally agree with. Where was I? Oh, yes. Tom. We will miss your craftsmanship, obviously, and your credibility. For your breathy storytelling was like the manicured fairways of the masters. Lush and rich as mythology. So artful that we'd marvel at the combination of ballet and physics that romanticized a stick hitting a ball. Romanticized it so well, in fact, that we could all ignore that the tradition, unlike any other, was actually country club privilege harkening back to the quaint black and white time when labor referred to their bosses as the masters. We will miss your art and your professionalism, Tom. All of your colleagues are lessened by your loss. But we understand that a golden voice must be free to fly, kissing the sky and soaring towards the warmth of light, even if that light is too close to Will Kane and Tucker Carlson. You cannot ever cage a song, my friend, or freedom. Or Clay Travis telling me I'm soft for worrying about passing a deadly virus on to the elderly because he doesn't want to stop hemorrhaging cash betting on Sparty. I mean, Jesus. Travis. It was nothing less than heroism watching you in a suit and dress shoes chasing Nick Saban into a tunnel to ask about his special teams play.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Your storytelling has no precedent. Good enough that it almost made Dan forget the injustice of amateurism and the greed amid a pandemic in the emotion and mythology of tales well told. Almost. You lifted us, Tom, and let us fly with you. And we were all made better by your voice adding history to artistic, athletic achievement in a way that can make anyone understand why a rival network in the competition business would seize any opportunity to combine its name with your talents. Just don't look Colin in the eye. I'm telling you right now, Tom, do not look that man in the eye. He has it written in his contract, that and a daily scalp massage.